it just made me think about things even back then, because my best friends in the neighborhood were two little German girls. Then next door, Elaine, whose grandmother was Hispanic, these were my friends, along with Carolyn Kay and Eva June, who was black.
These were my friends
in the neighborhood.
Do you remember their last names, Funny?
I talked to Eva June all the time. I talked to Carolyn last night. I was telling her that I was going to be interviewing. In fact, I have a picture to show you of her, of what I gave her, a little gift, a reminder of my friendship with her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
What was her last name?
Carolyn Kay.
Kay, okay.
Married name is Hemphill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And these were all
Carolyn lived on 8th Street in the 1600 block. Eva June lived at 709 Concho.
Mm-hmm. What was Eva June's last name?
Lindsay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
So these are your little girlfriends that you hung out
with? They were my buddies. Uh-huh. They were my little buddies. Mm-hmm. And in fact, let's see. Do I have it in here?
So some... I might think that East Austin, that part of East Austin, was all African American back then, but you were saying there were all kinds of people living there?
Yeah. Most of the people that lived in our neighborhood were Germans. Mm-hmm. And then if you've ever been on the corner of Comal and 12th Street, there's a big building there.
I'm trying to picture it.
Okay, you know where the Carver Library is?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to leave the Carver Library. Mm-hmm. We're going to stay on Angelina, and it turns into Comal.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When you get to 12th Street, you're going to see a great big two-story building. Mm-hmm. All of those were Germans that lived up there.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were all Germans. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the two people that lived on the corner from me, they were Germans. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't call it a concentration camp, but they had rounded up some of the Germans during the war, and they were out at Camp Swift.
So did you have some friends who were part of this roundup of Germans? Because I know...
No, but I did not know them.
You did not
only,
know them.
I only knew that all of that had happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no. Mm-hmm. And... But they were just friends. Mm-hmm. You know, we were just buddies. What? And in fact, I want to say her name was Alice. We did something that if my father knew to this day, he would have beat my butt. I put on a white head rag and a white shirt and white pants, and she dressed up because she wanted me to go inside to see what was in this store. But I couldn't go in there just as a black girl. I had to go in there and look like I was taking care of this little white girl.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did all kinds of stunts like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What other kinds of things did y'all do to entertain yourselves when you were growing up?
They all liked to come to my house because I used to have about 100 dolls. Mm-hmm. And we would just play. Mm-hmm. We'd do our paper dolls, and we would always rush home to see the Uncle Jay show, mm-hmm. because my picture was in the birthday book, or if their parents had their kids in the birthday book, we would make sure we would see that.
Uh-huh. On the Uncle Jay show?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We would go to the movies. Mm-hmm. We would go to the Harlem Theater. Mm-hmm.
Where was the Harlem Theater?
It does not exist any longer.
Okay, I can probably find out where it was.
I can tell you where it was. Let me take you down 7th Street until you get to Chicon. Mm-hmm. Go north on Chicon. When you get to 12th Street, hook a left.
Okay.
The last vacant lot on the corner is where the Harlem Theater used to be. Mm-hmm. A man by the name of George Jones owned that theater. Mm-hmm. Do you know where there used to be a pharmacy right there on 19th Street? O.C. Houston had it.
I don't remember where the pharmacy was.
But anyway, it's a yellow house. Mm-hmm. You ought to go by it and take a look at it.
Okay, I will.
Because that was the house that they owned.
Mm-hmm.